Key idea number one, clarity is essential. Fully 80% of your success in business and in life is going to be determined by your level of clarity in every area. Effective managers know exactly what they are trying to accomplish, and everyone who reports to them is crystal clear about what they are expected to do to achieve the overall goal. Ineffective managers are unclear about their responsibilities, and as a result, the people below them are unclear as well. This leads to enormous amounts of wasted time and effort. Here are two great questions for you to ask and answer over and over again. The first question is, what am I trying to do? Think on paper. Take the time to sit down and work out exactly what results you are trying to achieve. Be as specific as possible. Imagine that you are writing a final exam upon which your career depends, because it does. The second question is this, how am I trying to do it? What specific process or methodology are you using to get from where you are to where you want to go? And could there be a better way? Whenever you find yourself experiencing resistance or frustration in accomplishing your goals, stop and ask yourself these two questions. What am I trying to do? And how am I trying to do it? In 3,300 studies of leadership conducted over the years, they found that leaders have one quality in common throughout history. It is this. Leaders have vision. Leaders can see the big picture. Leaders can stand back from their work and see where they want to end up at the end of the day. One of the most powerful exercises you can conduct with regard to clarity is called idealization. No matter what your situation, stand back and create your ideal future vision in your mind of what everything would look like if it were perfect in every respect. Instead of getting caught up in the short-term problems, frustrations, and details, keep your vision on this ideal future result. Constantly compare what you are doing today with where you want to end up. This technique is very powerful in moving you more rapidly towards your desired goals. Perhaps the best definition of management is getting results through others. Management is not doing it yourself with the assistance of the people around you. Management is getting the job done through others. And the greatest motivator of human performance is knowing exactly what is expected. As you can imagine, the greatest demotivator in the world of work is the reverse, not knowing what's expected. Your chief responsibility as a manager is to be absolutely clear about what it is you are trying to do and how you are trying to do it. And then make the job responsibility of each person who reports to you absolutely clear as well. There's a rule in time management that says that every minute spent in planning saves 10 minutes in execution. Every minute that you spend thinking through and developing absolute clarity about your goals and objectives, and then conveying them to others through discussion and feedback, will save you 10 minutes in getting the result that you desire. Clarity is the foundation of outstanding management.